listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
And I'm going to teach you now. We're going to put them together. When it says train up a child in the way they should go, your child does not have to have the same challenges you had. If you train them early. Debt is a no-go in every area. If you train them that early, start off. Listen, you don't start off in debt. You start off with money in the bank. You start off paying your tithe. Listen, teach them to honor God. Teach them to save their money. Teach them to stay out of debt. Then they won't have a lot of those struggles. Each generation ought to do better than the next generation. Because what we're facing here many times, the biggest enemy is simply debt. You don't have to be rich. You just need to be debt-free. And it gave me three principles. Sow, save, then spend. Honor God first, that way he can bless what you have. Put some away, that way you're not anxious to spend it all. Amen. But after you've honored God and you've put some away, then you deserve to go ahead and spend. Amen. If I had to preach this message for a year, the same message, if people got this, we'd be amazed at the stuff we come out of. How attitudes will change. Amen. Don't you know wealthy people don't even eat like impoverished people? Wealthy people ain't running to McDonald's talking about give me a hamburger number 5. Amen. No, they going in it. You know, they eat. I was at an apostle's house, and you know, and I knew where he was coming from. But every time I came to see him, they had fresh salad, tuna fish, and expensive water. And I say to myself, okay, all right, no problem. But the point behind it, he say every time he go eat, he was out of a different city. Every time he go eat, he go down there to Emeril Lagasse and make him a meal. He just don't eat regular food. Now, I'm not saying that you can't eat regular food. My point is this. Your body is valuable. And typically what stops us from eating well are bills. And how many of a lot of these bills we made? So we can't get mad at nobody for our bills. But if we get disciplined enough to deal with them bills, we can get free, amen, in some areas. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 21. I just wanted to cover those four vision goals with you. Spiritual development. Physical improvement. Relational enhancement. I hit that real hard last week. Vision for our finances. But I just want to tell you about a few people who stuck with the vision. In Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 21, I'm going to preach and go home. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 21. The King James Version says, therefore, it is of faith that we might be by grace, or that it might be by grace, rather, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weakened in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. when you talk about staying with a vision, I've given you these four visions. I've given you the vision for spiritual development, the vision for physical enhancement, relational development, for finances. Amen. How many of you, we're going to be tempted to stagger. We're going to be tempted to say, you know what? It's hard to save this money. It's hard to eat like this. It's hard to grow in the spirit realm. It's hard to make strong relationships. But I want you to know that Abraham did not stagger at the promise. He was given this promise at the age of 75. It didn't come to pass until he was 100 years old. 25 years of not staggering. Amen. 25 years of staying with the vision. I want to encourage you today, stay with the vision, whatever vision God has given you, whatever goals you have set up. I was in a place and I heard some folks saying, well, I don't make resolutions because people don't never keep them. I said before I caught myself, I said, it's because you with the wrong people. A lot of times it depends on what people you with. Amen. It depends on your environment, your atmosphere. Amen, somebody. You need to get with some faith people, doc. Amen, somebody. Tell somebody, I'm going to stay with my vision. I'm not going to stagger. I'm going to keep moving. See, you got to do it. Amen, somebody. I love the new year when it come around. I don't make resolution. I just get vision. Amen. And I may not complete it all, but I always get some of it completed. Amen, somebody. But every year, I got faith to complete more and more. What's your vision this year? What have you whispered in your wife's ear, we're going to do this year? What have you told your children, y'all ain't going to do this no more? What have you said? What's the standard that you have set for your family? What's the standard you've set for your own life? What is your vision? You don't have to stagger. You just have to stay with it. When it gets tough, you keep on moving. When you feel like you want to quit, you don't stop because you have a vision and you're going to stay with it. I like in Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 38. I call this the patient pair. Both of these people were patient. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 38. Here we find Simeon and Anna. It says from the New International Version, now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. Tell somebody, you need the Holy Spirit to be on you. That's why I say, if you get the spiritual part right, everything else gonna. If you got the Holy Ghost on you, you can die it right. Y'all ain't gonna help me. If you got the Spirit on you, you can save money. If you got the Spirit on you, you can get that degree. If you got the Spirit of God with you, you can get the house, the car, the man. I don't care what it is. If you got the Spirit of God with you. See, that's the ultimate helper. He said, I'm going to send you the comforter. That's what the Holy Ghost is. I was sent to help, the Holy Ghost said. When Jesus ascended and seated at the right hand of the Father, the Holy Spirit came to help the church. He'll help you if you let him. He was waiting. A lot of times we don't like to wait. I need it now. Oh, it's not working. Let me give up and try something else. Tell somebody, stay with the vision. Stay with it. 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 You got a business? Look for increase. Amen. I'm going to give you my five. Y'all know I can't help it. I'm going to keep this time short, but I'm going to give y'all my five. How many got five? Y'all had five doing this fasting. At least three. Amen. Hopefully some of y'all had some. Because I ain't going to come in here and just pray for nothing. Amen, somebody. I had five things. Every time I come to prayer, I got these things working in my heart. Number one, that me and my wife stay in love with God and in love with each other until Christ comes. That love would increase. I want you to know I'm already seeing that. Already seeing that. Number two, Father, that you give me $5,000 to get this book that I was reading. I want to get this thing out there. I want to get a bunch of copies. I'm believing that. If he's doing that, he's doing that too. Number three, Father, I'm looking for the church and the members and my life to be debt-free, completely debt-free. Number four, I'm looking for every seat to be filled. Amen. In Derrida, Alexandria. Amen. Can't think of the fifth one right now. But the point is, I got five. Amen. And don't you know, I'm not looking at them goals saying, oh, no, 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 no. The more you praying on it, you believing on it, it's working. Amen. It's working. And every time I come to prayer, I mention them goals to the Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And like I said, I sensed that first one. Amen. Amen. I've been falling in love with this lady. Amen. Like in the beginning again. Amen, somebody. Why? Because whatever you put before the Lord and you keep praying about it, God start working on it, especially when you're fasting. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, the money's coming. The people coming. The power's coming. Boy, all you got to do is get into the realm of faith. Can I talk for a minute? That's why I'm learning not to preach too hard. Somebody say, what are you talking about? Man, you can wear yourself out preaching to folks. Amen, somebody. Because it's the Holy Ghost that do the work. But many times the instrument that he's using, you want to see. Sometimes you can want to see better for people than they want for themselves. You ever had somebody you wanted better for them than they wanted for themselves? Maybe it was a cousin, a niece, a child. You know, a lot of times people don't understand, Pastor. He put that anointing. You see potential. And you're saying, God can do this if you do this. But I'm learning. Son, just preach the word and go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. I love that. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That's some kind of vision. The Lord told him, you're not going to die. That'll have you live right there until you see the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. How many of you got to be moved by the Spirit? In order to really be able to see your vision come to pass, you got to have your spiritual ear. I'm trying to teach people how to be spiritual. It's not always easy, but baby, I'm trying to teach you. If you fast and pray and sometimes just be still, everything that looks like the Spirit ain't the Spirit. You got to be able to slow yourself down to where you could be led. Amen, somebody. God will tell you when to do everything. He'll tell you when to move. He'll tell you how to move, tell you where to go, who to talk to, when to do this, how to make this step. But you got to learn how to move by the Spirit. A right note at a wrong time is still wrong. Look at his neighbor and say, we maturing today. We maturing. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving. He was led by the Spirit. Why was he led? Because Mary and Joseph and Jesus was about to come in. He didn't know in the natural, but the Spirit told him, now's the time. You about to see the consolation of Israel. And because the man was spiritual, he can hear. Every time, can I preach? Can I preach without anybody thinking I'm mad at him? Can I preach without anybody thinking I'm judging? Can I just preach? Sometimes we thinking it's the Spirit of God. It ain't the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, the Spirit of God will confirm on the inside what he's saying. And he'll confirm it in a number of ways. Amen. You won't have no doubt that it's God. I've made some moves without the Spirit of God. I've done some things without the Spirit of God. I'm just trying to teach you today how to hear from God. Can I tell you the first way? The first way, you already doing it. Baby, you fasting. Of course your flesh going to fight the fast. You're not fasting for the pastor. You're not fasting for the church. As you fast, your carnality, your body, all that stuff starts getting weaker, and your spirit man starts coming alive. And really, your senses become more heightened because your body has less to fight against in the digestive system. It has less to fight against from a mental aspect because now your body gets to rest when you're fasting. So anytime you make a decision, and those that have just started fasting, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, you keep on doing it. And you'll know there's a difference when you just start fasting. You've been fasting 10, 20 years. You'll get sensitive.